Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of September 2016, and this is the 446th Moll Out Loud podcast. I think it might be 47. Whatever number appears in the email or on my website will be correct, and whatever I'm saying now may or may not be correct. So I apologise if I'm wrong, and maybe I should just call it 446 and a half and be wrong either way. We had a really chilly night last night. Yesterday when I went into town, I went in at lunchtime and it was so warm and I was wearing a jumper and it was ridiculous. I nearly came back and took it off, but thank goodness I didn't, because it went from being about 20 at lunchtime, it went down to 5 by the time I went home at 10 o'clock in the evening. And it was really quite chilly at that end of the day. So, exquisite day. And I love those cold nights. I especially love sleeping when it's that cold. So I slept again like a log. This has happened every night since I started the Qigong. So I've now had Saturday night, Sunday night and Monday night of these deep, deep sleeps. So refreshing. So I think it's both the Qigong and the fact that the nights have been really cool and the day has been just extraordinary. It makes you want to just gasp and stretch your eyes. So I have been doing a bit of gasping and stretching my eyes, perhaps rather more gasping and stretching my eyes than writing. But I also feel that these days need to be seized, that they'll be turning into summer soon. Already, I really notice the difference in the morning, that by the time I go out at 7:30, the sun is high in the sky. So soon it won't be very pleasant outside in the heat. But I'm not thinking about that now, really. It's just so beautiful as it is now. And so green, so weedy, in fact, everywhere. But the garden is just in full flourish, apart from the weeds. There's enough silver beet to feed an army. So I'm not sure. Silver beet's probably not what you call it anywhere other than Hobart. Is it Swiss chard or something like that? Anyway, it's flourishing, really flourishing. So I had some steamed silver beet with a soft-boiled egg and some parmesan for lunch. Today was going to be a writing day. It's so beautifully still here. It would be a perfect writing day. I haven't done quite as much as I had hoped to because, I mean, I'd hoped to get more done because I'm sending off a piece tonight for the In the Flesh writing group. And I'd hoped for rather more than 3 pages to send them. But I found myself trying to learn some of the Qigong at the weekend. The chap who was running it gave us a book with a DVD and some very, very good instructional drawings. And it was so complex, I knew that it would just go if I didn't practice. So I did some practice, and I'm not sorry that I did that, but I would quite like more hours in the day, or more days in the week, I think it's more likely, more days in the week. I don't think I need days to be any longer than they already are to do the writing. So when I've uploaded this, I'm going to do a bit more writing, and then I'm going to have a work session with my sister, which will also be a bit more writing. And then I'm going for a little walk on Loch Lofty. I feel much more limber than I have for months, so it should be really pleasant tonight. And actually, that's not the end of today either, because after my walk, I have got an online meeting with my dear Hexenschuss group, and the members in my Hexenschuss group have been going through a really awfully grueling month, so it will be really nice to get together and feel our little community again, and talk some writing, which is such, when you're in a hard place, writing is one of the really lovely things that one can move into unless the distractions are too great. Sometimes things are just so hard that you can't do that, but sometimes they can evolve into really, maybe not immediately, but in the long term, they can evolve into much more perceptive writing. So I'm hoping that this is what will happen to this lovely group. So that is my day to day, and I can't wish for more. I can't wish for more, but I had more. I had a lovely letter today, part of which was mentioning my Hexenschuss group along around another group that had existed many moons ago. And it was from somewhere very close to where I was born. And so thank you very much for that letter. So that has brightened my day too. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I do hope that your day has been as splendid as mine. If it has, that is really fantastic. If it hasn't, I do hope that there is a splendid day on the horizon for you. And that your work can flow and that you can enjoy the moment. Thank you again for listening. And I will look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.